Ah, the sounds of training camp. The horn, the fans, the practice. Welcome to day number one of Denver Broncos training camp here at the new UC Health Training Center. I'm Alan Roach. Glad to have you along on DenverBroncos.com. You heard the horns just a moment ago. That signaled the official 10 a.m. start of camp. You can see each of the different position breakouts. Wide receivers, offensive line, defensive line, all in their individual groups, going through some warm-ups, much like you'd see prior to a game at Sports Authority Field. 28, Monte Ball. What role will he play with this team this year? In talking to Monte Ball, like any player, of course, he wants to be the go-to guy. He wants to put the injuries and the struggles of last season behind him. Broncos are going to run the ball more, certainly this year. It seems as though C.J. Anderson would get the first shot. But who knows what happens in training camp. There's horn number two. This now, I think, is where you'll see the traditional long lines, the stretching. And here we go. 43, T.J. Ward, what a big role he played on this defense last year. Coming in as a free agent from Cleveland, really solidified that safety spot. Aqib Talib, the other big free agent acquisition in the defensive backfield prior to last season. I would say the Broncos were pretty happy with the play of both of those players. Number 29 of Bradley Roby, the rookie that came in last year. Shane Ray, there he is. Shane Ray, the Broncos' high draft pick this year. He's got some good linebacker mates to learn from. Of course, a lot expected out of Shane Ray. Broncos just going through their stretches before they begin to break off into different team ops. They'll break into offense and defense.